You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's Tuesday, March 26th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, how a deepfake new generator reveals a chilling look at its victims. Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. As AI-powered image generators have become more accessible, so have websites that digitally remove the clothes of people in photos. One of these sites has an unsettling feature that provides a glimpse of how these apps are used. Two feeds of what appear to be photos uploaded by users who want to nudify the subjects. The feeds of images are a shocking display of intended victims. Wired saw some images of girls who were clearly children. Other photos showed adults and had captions indicating that they were female friends or female strangers. The site's homepage does not display any fake nudes that may have been produced to visitors who aren't logged in. People who want to create and save deepfake nude images are asked to log in to the site using a cryptocurrency wallet. Pricing isn't currently listed, but in a 2022 video posted by an affiliated YouTube page, the website let users buy credits to create deepfake nude images, starting at 5 credits for $5. Wired learned about the site from a post on a subreddit about NFT marketplace OpenSea, which linked to the YouTube page. After Wired contacted YouTube, the platform said it terminated the channel. Reddit told Wired that the user had been banned. Wired is not identifying the website, which is still online, to protect the women and girls who remain on its feeds. The site's IP address, which went live in February 2022, belongs to internet security and infrastructure provider Cloudflare. When asked about its involvement, company spokesperson Jackie Dutton noted the difference between providing a site's IP address, as Cloudflare does, and hosting its contents, which it does not. Wired notified the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which helped report cases of child exploitation to law enforcement about the site's existence. AI developers like OpenAI and Stability AI say their image generators are for commercial and artistic uses and have guardrails to prevent harmful content. But open-source AI image-making technology is now relatively powerful, and creating pornography is one of the most popular use cases. As image generation has become more readily available, the problem of non-consensual nude deepfake images, most often targeting women, have grown more widespread and severe. Earlier this month, Wired reported that two Florida teenagers were arrested for allegedly creating and sharing AI-generated nude images of their middle school classmates without consent, in what appears to be the first case of its kind. Mary Ann Franks, a professor at the George Washington University School of Law, who has studied the problem of non-consensual explicit imagery, says that the deep nude website highlights a grim reality. There are far more incidents involving AI-generated nude images of women without consent and minors than the public currently knows about. The few public cases were only exposed because the images were shared within a community and someone heard about it and raised the alarm. There's going to be all kinds of sites like this that are impossible to chase down, and most victims have no idea that this has happened to them until someone happens to flag it for them, Franks says. The website reviewed by Wired has feeds with apparently user-submitted photos on two separate pages. One is labeled Home and the other Explore. Several of the photos clearly showed girls under the age of 18. One image showed a young girl with a flower in her hair standing against a tree. another, a girl in what appears to be a middle or high school classroom. The photo, seemingly taken discreetly by a classmate, is captioned "porn." Another image on the site showed a group of young teens who appear to be in middle school. A boy taking a selfie in what appears to be a school gymnasium with two girls who smile and pose for the picture. The boy's features were obscured by a Snapchat lens that enlarged his eyes so much that they covered his face. Captions on the apparently uploaded images indicated they included images of friends, classmates, and romantic partners. "My GF," one caption says, showing a young woman taking a selfie in a mirror. Many of the photos showed influencers who are popular on TikTok, Instagram, and other social media platforms. Other photos appeared to be Instagram screenshots of people sharing images of their everyday lives. One image showed a young woman smiling with a dessert topped with a celebratory candle. Several images appeared to show people who were complete strangers to the person who took the photo. One image taken from behind depicted a woman or girl who is not posing for the photo, but simply standing near what appears to be a tourist attraction. Some of the images in the feeds reviewed by Wired were cropped to remove the faces of women and girls, showing only their chest or crotch. Over the 8-day period of monitoring the site, Wired saw 5 new images of women appear on the home feed and 3 on the explore page. Stats listed on the site showed that most of these images accumulated hundreds of views. It's unclear if all images submitted to the site make it to the home or explore feed, or how views are tabulated. Every post on the home feed has at least a few dozen views. Photos of celebrities and people with large Instagram followings top the list of most viewed images listed on the site. The most viewed people of all time on the site are actor Jenna Ortega, with more than 66,000 views, singer-songwriter Taylor Swift, with more than 27,000 views, and an influencer and DJ from Malaysia with more than 26,000 views. Swift and Ortega have been targeted with deepfake nudes before. The circulation of fake nude images of Swift on X in January triggered a moment of renewed discussion about the impacts of deepfakes and the need for greater legal protections for victims. This month, NBC reported that for 7 months, Meta had hosted ads for a deep nude app. The app boasted about its ability to undress people, using a picture of Jenna Ortega from when she was 16 years old. In the U.S., no federal law targets the distribution of fake, non-consensual nude images. A handful of states have enacted their own laws, but AI-generated nude images of minors come under the same category of other child sexual abuse material, or CSAM, says Jennifer Newman, executive director of NCMEC's Exploited Children's Division. If it is indistinguishable from the image of a live victim or a real child, then that is child sexual abuse material to us, Newman says. And we will treat it as such as we're processing our reports, as we're getting these reports out to law enforcement. In 2023, Newman says NCMEC received about 4,700 reports that somehow connect to generative AI technology. People who want to create and save deepfake nude images on the site are asked to log in using either a Coinbase, MetaMask, or a Wallet Connect cryptocurrency wallet. Coinbase spokesperson McKenna Otterstead said that the company is launching an internal investigation into the site's integration with the company's wallet. Wallet Connect and consensus-owned MetaMask did not respond to requests for comment. In November 2022, the Deep Nude site's YouTube channel posted a video claiming users could buy credit with Visa or MasterCard. Neither of the two payment processors returned Wired's requests for comment. On OpenSea, a marketplace for NFTs, the site listed 30 NFTs in 2022 with unedited, not deepfaked pictures of different Instagram and TikTok influencers, all women. After buying an NFT with the Ether cryptocurrency, $280 worth at today's exchange rate, owners could get access to the website, which, according to a web archive, was in its early stages at the time. Privacy is the ultimate priority for its users, the NFT listings said. The NFTs were categorized with tags referring to the women's perceived features. The categories included boob size, country, with most of the women listed as from Malaysia or Taiwan, and traits, with tags including cute, innocent, and motherly. None of the NFTs listed by the account ever sold. OpenSea deleted the listings and the account within 90 minutes of Wired contacting the company. None of the women shown in the NFTs responded for comment. It's unclear who or how many people created or own the Deep Nude website. The now-deleted OpenSea account had a profile image identical to the third Google image result for nerd. The account bio said that the creator's mantra is to reveal the shitty thing in this world and then share it with all douche and pathetic bros. An X account linked to the OpenSea account used the same bio and also linked to a now-inactive blog about white hat, black hat hacking and scamming and money-making. The account's owner appears to have been one of three contributors to the blog, where he went by the moniker 69Fucker. The website was promoted on Reddit by just one user, who had a profile picture of a man of East Asian descent who appeared to be under 50. However, an archive of the website from March 2022 claims that the site was created by 9 horny, skillful people. The majority of the profile images appeared to be stock photos, and the job titles were all facetious. 3 of them were horny director, scary stalker, and booty director. An email associated with the website did not respond for comment. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, the EU targets Apple, Meta, and Alphabet for investigations under new tech law. Checking in on Wired Science, a gene-edited pig kidney was just transplanted into a person for the first time. And on Wired Security, Chinese hackers charged in decade-long global spying rampage. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.